Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about why a pie hole alone might not be enough to fully protect your home network. It's a fascinating topic.
Yeah, pie hole is great for blocking ads, but what's the catch? What are its limitations?
Well, the article outlines five key reasons. First, the blocking isn't complete. It's DNS-based, meaning it blocks by domain name. So if a site like YouTube embeds its trackers within its main domain, the pie hole would have to block all of YouTube to stop them, not just the trackers.
Oh, I see. So it's like trying to swat a fly with a hammer. You might get the fly, but you'll probably break something in the process. Got it. What's the second reason?
The second point is that it doesn't always work, especially with IPv6. Router configurations, changing prefixes from your ISP, all of that can mess with the pie hole's effectiveness. It can be a real headache.
IPv6 and router compatibility, right? A lot of people struggle with that. What's number three on the list?
Number three is a big one, malware. While Pi-hole can block known malware sources, it can't stop you from downloading malicious files directly, say, through an email attachment or a shady download link.
So it's not a substitute for safe browsing habits and good antivirus software. Makes sense. What's next?
It's not a firewall. That's number four. A Pi-hole is a DNS-based blocker, not a firewall. You still need a good firewall for network-level protection, another layer of security.
Ah, layers of security, like an onion, as they say, or maybe a delicious, well-protected cake. Okay, so what's the final point?
Finally, some apps and devices use hard-coded DNS, bypassing the Pi-hole entirely. You might need extra configurations, maybe even a man-in-the-middle setup to catch that traffic. But if a device is trying to contact a blocked site, maybe you don't want it on your network, huh?
Good point. So a pie hole is a useful tool, but not a silver bullet. It's part of a bigger security picture, right?
Exactly. It's a great secondary line of defense, especially for ad blocking. But for complete network security, you need a multi-layered approach. Firewall, good browsing habits, antivirus software, and yes, a pie hole can be a valuable addition to the mix.
I see. Interesting. So the takeaway is, use a pie hole, but don't rely on it solely. Combine it with other security measures for comprehensive protection.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today for this important discussion on network security. Remember to stay safe online, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.